Chaim Smolovitz used to tell a story that happened in Volozhin Yeshiva. He was sitting by a meal, eating, and as Bachim stood, they were talking and learning, and the shmooze came about a typhus, and the best bacha that was there, best bacha in the yeshiva, apparently forgot a typhus, and he was so tzibrachin that he forgot a typhus that he ran away. He left the middle of the meal, he ran away, and for 7 years he remained alone, chazering and learning, because he had forgotten a typhus. And he came back, he was from the Gedoli Hador. And the Yesab Chaim Volozhin, the Rosh Yeshiva, knew, did he do the right thing? After all, such a phenomenal story. Rav Chaim said, no, Mitzad Echad, he did the wrong thing. He left, he didn't bench. You're not supposed to leave without benching. But in one respect, he did the only alternative. He ran away. Because had he stayed even a few minutes to bench, the Assyrius would have gotten lost. Because he had an Assyrius and he put it Lamaisa, that's why he became the Adam Gol that he became. Chaim Shmulevitz used to tell the story often that there's a message. There's Halach Lamaisa in this simple story. People often have Assyrius. People often have a cheshbon to do the right thing, to grow. But you have to put it lamaisa. You have to make it a lamaisa. Because if not, you could lose it and never have it again. The MS is we're standing now in a time, I think, that's full of Osiris. It's full of potential for Aliyah. We're about to start Chodesh Elul. Tomorrow already is in Kippur Katan. We're about to start a new Zman, each in his own yeshiva starting a new Zman. Or what we refer to as, it's a new year. Agam, it's not the new year, but this is what we begin the new year. And I have no doubt that everybody here has a cheshik and a rutzin and a tshuka to make it a year, to make it an Elul that he'll remember, to make it a Zman that he'll remember. But then there's the old problem. It's not my first Elul. It's not the first New Year. It's not the first Newsman. We have an Osiris. We have a Cheshik. How do we do? How do we put it? How do we take it Lamaisa? I'm going to tell you a Machshava. Hopefully it's more than just a Machshava. I think it's a practical plan in making, hopefully, the Elul the way it should be, making the Zman the way it should be. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Hei, I think it's the Mahalach. I think that's the practical plan that we have to think about. It's not only for Elul, but it's Tam Yesoid in a Haschola. The Rambam starts off in Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, B'shus L'chal Adam Nesuna. Everybody has the ability, Imratza L'hateis Atzmo L'derech HaTayva. Every person could change, every person could grow. Li'ayis Tzadik HaRishus B'yadei. We know how we are supposed to medayik in every word of the Rambam. Chal Adam, every person, you and you and you, all of us, have the ability, of the Rambam, Li'ayis Tzadik. In fact, later on, the Rambam's Lashon, which is Mavel al Harayim, which needs a Hezba, but the Rambam takes that a step further. Ela kol adam royu leili yasadik Moshe Rabbeinu. Reshus l'chol adam to be, to the extent, to be the Moshe Rabbeinu. Now this Rambam is something that we can't be Messiah das from. That everything that is so important to us, that's so dear to us in life, the Rambam is telling us, Reshus l'chol adam nesuna. Every person has the ability, every person has the opportunity. It's true, as we know, people have different nisyonos, different shortcomings, different hardships, different struggles.
But the Rambam, in no uncertain terms, says Rishus lechol adam nesuna. Everybody has the ability to succeed, and that's time to succeed, as the Rambam says, like to be k'moshe Rabbeinu. How often we hear this, how often it tears our heart. People think, I'm never going to make it, it's not for me. The Rambam is trying, Arayis lechol adam, it's not true, it is for you. Rabbi Zolzayin Gizun Tal Manafu, Shalem Mataka, used to say that the Rambam is teaching us a gevaldig Musa Haskel. People often say, what can I do? That's my nature. And the Rambam says, it's not your nature, it's your choice. Because Rishus lechol adam nesuna, and if you want, you could improve. And this Rambam needs no raya. You look around, in all doiris, ad hayayim azeva, ad v'chlal, there are hundreds and probably thousands of living examples of living rayas to this Rambam's yesod. Throughout history, people lived, were born with all sorts of problems and menias and chesroinis, whether it was Gashmias, whether it's Ruchnias, whether it's Kishrin, whether it's Midas Rois. And yet we see how they succeeded beyond imagination. Because that's what the Rambam was teaching. Rishus lechol adam nesuna, it's your choice. And isn't that pshat in the Gemara Yuma? The Gemara says, Hillel is mechayev aniyim. Yosef is mechayev alei tshuva. A blessed Horkin is mechayev v'yashirim. Because each one is teaching us you have the ability to succeed. That needs no hezba. This yesod that it's up to you, that we see Baruch Hashem over and over in history. But I think the Pella, the Rambam says, to the extent to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, which of course needs a hezba. But what's more pleiadic, the Rambam paints this glorious picture that everybody, all of us, each and every one of us, could reach godless like Moshe. So how would you think, what's the formula to achieve that success? Years and years of chveis, of tainesim, sigufim, tainis diba, gilgul shelag, who knows? And look at the Lashon of Rambam. We know how each word in the Rambam is so meduyik. The Rambam's Lashon twice. Lahatay satsmai. Twice he uses that Lashon. Lahatay means to turn. You find in Hilchos Shabbos, Shemayata. You turn the wick. That's very hot. That's your hatir. And here the Rambam is saying that everybody has the ability, Lahatay satsmai, to the extent to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Very strange choice of words. And you look, I think, what is a bigger plea in the next Perek, in Perek Zion. Again, the Rambam describes the beautiful picture of tshuva. How emosh yesterday, he's sunny, meshukitz, meruchik, toyeva. But today, he did tshuva hayoim. He's ohov, nechmad, korev, yedid. And the Rambam continues his theme. That's what tshuva is. Emosh, you could be terrible, and today you could be the ohov, the nechmad. How does a person achieve that success? Again, we would imagine, again, it's the same thing. It's years and years of avoda. But it's not true. The Rambam says, Emosh, he was Meshukit Mesut, and Hayoin, he's the over Nechmud. The Rambam's picture of tshuva seems to be something that we can't comprehend. A Hatiya, and from Hatiya becomes Emosh to Hayoin. Mayer Rabbi say, the Rambam is telling us a mahalach achayim. Halavai, halavai, halavai. We should internalize the Rambam's message. You know, I once said, and since I've said that, I see how emes it really is. More often than not, our problem, our challenge in life, is not that we don't want to do the right thing. And the fact, an eid de kedusha like this one, who doesn't want to succeed. I think the main problem is we don't know how. We all want to really see what the Rambam describes for us. Who doesn't want a geshmaki zman? Who doesn't want to have a starke el zman? Who doesn't want to finally see how the glorious picture that the Rambam paints of a being a someone who does tshuva and yemei tshuva? But how do we do it? How do we take something and make it lamaisa? Look at the Rambam's lashon. Look at the Rambam's chachma, how the Rambam gives us a practical advice. After the Rambam says what Emosh was and what today could be, the remarkable transformation, the Rambam gives a muscle. And that's the Rambam's muscle of someone who could go from Emosh to being the Meshuggetz to today being the Ohav and Nechmod. And the Rambam discusses Yechonya HaMelech. We find in Yirmi, at the end of Perek Chav Beis, the unusual rishis that Yechonya did, to the extent that the Pasuk says that the Eibishter swore that he'll never be matzliach, he'll never have children. More so, worse yet, the Pasuk says the Eibishter said, if Yechonya would be the Chosim al Yad Yemini, something that the Eibishter always kaviyachol wears, never takes off, but if Yechonya would be that Chosim ki misham et kencha, I will rip him off. He was such a mishukit and such a misuav and such a toyeva. And yet we find up the Rambam in Perek Zayin, that same Yechonya, that Rasha, who is the epitome of the mishukit, the misuav. We find in history he had a child, he had children. In fact, his anacle, Zubavel, was the one that was responsible for bringing Klai Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael. And as the Pasuk says, the Eibishter swore, that child, that Yechonya's child, Samticha Kechoysen. You hear? What the Eibishter spoke about, this Russia, that if he be my Chosen, I would tear him off. The child that wasn't ever supposed to be became the chosim of the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. Look at the mapecha that Yechonya was experienced. Look how Yechonya's life cries out Gedoyle Tshuva, like the Rambam says. Look how Yechonya's life is an eloquent testimony. What was Emosh, what could be today. So what did Yechonya do? What was his secret? What gave him this tremendous, tremendous change? Again, we impulsively would think it must have been years and years of avoda, but it's not like that. Chazal tell us there was a turning point in his life. There was a moment in his life that he changed from Emosh to Hayoyim. As Chazal described, when the Nebuchadnezzar captured Yerushalayim, and he took the Melech Yehuda, which happened to be Yechonya, and threw him into a dungeon. And that was a very critical point in history of Klal Yisrael. He was the last Melech Yehuda, and had he died in the dungeon, there would be no Hemshech to Malchus Beis Yehuda. So the Sanhedrin asked for permission that they should lower his wife into the dungeon, and there would be a child, and there would be a continuation of Malchus Beis Yehuda. And for some reason, Nebuchadnezzar allowed it. Chazal tell us at that moment, they lowered his wife in. She told him she was Anida, she was Tameh. And at that moment, Yechonya, the Rasha, the Meshukas, and the Mesuav did something that he never did. He did the right thing. And he realized, if she's Tameh, she's Tameh. And Chazal say, this is the tshuva of Yechonya. And this was responsible for that tremendous change, that complete transformation in the life of Yechonya. and you hear it, and it's a plea, and it really is a plea, because of a sur meira, which is really chiyav. That's the tshuva. That remains the Rambam's classic example of gedayla tshuva. But you know what I think the gadlus is? What I think the hesb is? He decided at that moment, atkan. Till today he didn't care what he did, how he did, whatever, nothing bothered him. And I would imagine that he made a frima cheshbin. Does it really make a difference? Does anybody care anymore? If the Rabbeinu Shlom swore that I'll never succeed, if the Rabbeinu Shlom swore that even had I been his chaitzin, he would throw it off, is there any hope? Is anything I do going to change anything? And at that moment, Rabbi Yisrael, at that moment he decided, atkan. And he decided, that's it. I can't go on like this. I will change, I will become better, I will improve. Yechonya was the classic Habolataya. Against all odds, in the most trying situation, knowing the Shvur the Eibishter made, but Yechonya said, Habolataya is Messiah Noisai. And that's why he was Zeicha to that Bracha. Emes, he didn't care, but Hayoim, he did care what he did. And it did bother him what he did. But you still wonder. Very nice. Mesiras Nefesh. But Kulay Hai. But you know what I'll tell you? You know what the emes is? Because that's the most important thing that a person could do in his life. That's the most productive attitude that a person has to have. Because that's the answer to all of our problems. Because that's what brings the haftacha that Chazal maftiach us. Pischu li pesach kechudei shal machet. And Dr. Chazal, when he eftachochem psachim, the lashon of the Medrash, tremendous psachim of siyata d'shmaya. Because think about it. What's a person's biggest tzara? What's a person's biggest enemy when he thinks, that's it, this is what I am, and I can't change? I met someone not long ago, and he was late for davening every day, and every day it's the same spiel. So one day I guess he decided to give up all his terutz, and he says, well, what could I do? That's the way it goes. That's churban. When someone doesn't realize that that's not the way it goes, when someone forgets what the Rambam teaches, it's not your nature, but it's your choice. Because Rishus Lechal Adam Nisuna Imratza Lahatais Atzmai. Because there was a Yechonyan history that was the Rasha Bera, that the Eibishter swore this person will never succeed. The only thing he had going for him was the Avtocha of Habol Atayi Messiah Noisai. And look around. Zebechoy v'zebechoy. Each person has his own struggles. And what ultimately decides if he will succeed or not is if he believes in that Rambam, Rishus L'chol Adam Nesuna, it's your choice and you could do it. Yechonya did something so precious, so meaningful, that had such an impact on his life. He showed that Rishus L'chol Adam Nesuna, nobody's beyond hope. Dealing with Bachim, dealing with people, I think if only people would believe in this, would understand the implications of Habol Atayi Messiah Noisai. The Gemara Nedarim, describes a remarkable phenomenon. That means it's the Pasuk in Keheles, in Perek Tes. An astonishing situation. Zok the Pasuk, and the Gemara describes it, Ir Ketana, there was a small city, Uba Melech Gadol, and a powerful king came, the Sibav Oisa, and he surrounded the city, He conquered the city, and the Gemara says it's going on the Eitz Hara, who conquered a whole city. And that's time that he conquered the city. Uvana Olem Etzaydin V'Charamim. He encircled the city. He paralyzed the city. Can you imagine a more pathetic situation? The whole city was doomed. They were surrounded. They were hopeless. They were helpless. And yet, Dr. Pasik, Umatze Ba'ish Miskein V'Chachim. There was one person, not a Giba, look at the Lashon, a Chacham. Umileit Hu Esair B'Chacham Asa. There was a king that conquered a whole city. And yet one person came, and it wasn't a Giba, it was a Chacham. What's that? How could somebody do the impossible? How could someone conquer such a mighty king? So then Mr. Gemara says it, but I saw the Rabbeinu B'chai in Chayavus Lavavah, Shar Yichud, Perik Hei, says it, and after him I've seen it in the Ein Yaakov, Chaim Shulevit says it, the Alfa Nevadik says it, all the Nefarshim say this, that Mr. Pashtus, that person wasn't a Giba. Aye, how did he conquer that mighty king? Because he challenged the king. Here there was a melech that was Meishel Bekipi, the Eitzahara, that had the whole world hostage, that had the whole world Kair Mishtachavim Loi. People were afraid, how could I change? How could I improve? How could I grow? And the Chacham came along, and you know what he did? He decided to try to fight that unconquerable enemy. And he called out, I will change, I will improve. And you know something? Guess what? He succeeded. How did he succeed? Because when someone tries, when there's the concept of Abolataya, there's Messiah now, you say. And his lashon is, "V'layamad lefanecha mamadcha kinegdei." When you fight the Yetzer, you will certainly succeed. How does he know that it's a pasuk? The pasuk says, "V'ata timshol boy." And then he goes weiter, and again he repeats the Yetzer, and he concludes, "V'kamei kriva mapaltei v'ibudei maher." How the Yetzer's downfall is so imminent. If only you will realize the weakness that the Eitzahar really is. And he mentions this pasuk in Kehelis Perik Tes. It's a godless, but it's a pashtus. Because so many people fall kairim to the Eitzahara because they didn't make the Habolataya. And the Chacham came along, and all he did, he challenged the status quo. Mechatesa, you should rule me. The Abish is Va'ata Timsol boy. That's Chachma. That a person has the ability, the Seichel, to say, Ad kan. Because the Abish to swore to us, G'doy L'tshuva, that even a Yechonya can make such an about face. Look in the Medrash. Embraces Parsha Chavez, Oizvav. I think it's the same theme. The Medrash describes this listim shofuf, this weak listim ganif, that everybody came and everybody fell, gave him all the money. Till a chacham echad, pikeich echad, v'rash she'em by techelas ligzol eklum, and he fought him. And Dr. Medrash, the 10 dairis. Everybody fell for the Yetzirah until Avraham Avinu came along and challenged the Yetzirah. It's the same message. It's the same halacha l'maisa. It's true the Yetzirah is a powerful melech. It's true the Yetzirah can conquer city after city. But that's until a person tries. That's until a person's habolataya. Because the Eibishter is Mavtiach us, Va'ata Timshol boy, if you try, you will succeed. Who knows? Who knows the extent of Messiah Noisai? But do I have to prove it? Do I have to prove to you what it viful licked in Messiah Noisai? Just open your eyes, open your heart, and look around at all the beauty of Olam Hazeh that we see today. Look at the phenomenal, unprecedented growth of Torah in America. A land that not long ago, even the steiners didn't give in trade, even the stones were trade. And you see today, B'li Ayin Hara, Mavul Al Arayin, defies explanation. That no one could explain how could there be such a change from Emesh to Hayoim. You know what the answer is? That's a Bolotayim Messiah Noisai. That's the bracha. If we make the Pesach Yechuda Shomachat, who knows? Who knows the extent? Look around. Tens of thousands of Balibatim making Siyam Hashas every 7 years. Dafyoimi people, it's amazing. There's no explanation other than what the Chazal say, Habolitayim Messiah Noisai. We see today tens of thousands of men, women, and children that live lives Lashon Harafi. Think about that. It's a marvel of Harayim. Klai Yisrael's biggest enemy, Lashon Hara, Sinas Chinam, and yet in our times, in the Dor Shuffle that we live, we see tens and thousands of Yidden that have finally been victorious over that unconquerable enemy. There's no explanation. I tell you, there's no plausible explanation other than Habol Itayim Messiah Noisa. That when someone makes up his mind, Ad Kan, who knows? Who knows the extent of the Messiah Noisa? And the Al-Kulam. The Al-Kulam was undoubtedly the Pe'er, the crown of the Eibishter's Langa, Langa, Bitter Golis. Think about those thousands of Gibayi Koyach, the Balei Tshuva, people that made unimaginable, remarkable changes. People lived 40, 50 years void of any Dover Ruchni. And Mitamo, look what's become of them. The Shenkai, the Pe'er of Klal Yisrael. There is no reasonable way of explaining other than realizing this is the unlimited bracha of Habol Itayim Messiah Noisai. And I can tell you from experience, if you know these people's lives, what they gave up, how they struggled to throw everything away, there is no logical explanation other than realizing this is the unimaginable bracha of Messiah Noisai. You don't need a raya, Rabbi. Say, look around, whatever you see, that's worth seeing, of course, is another product, another manifestation of that bracha of Habol Itayim Messiah Noisai. And then we think about ourselves. Get up for Shachar. Be on time for Shachar. I can't. That's the way it goes. Look at the merchak. Look at the pitiful merchak that we see. It's all because there's no Habol Itayah. People that are busy with the quote, the Yeshiva Shel Lashon Hara, which is better, Yeshiva Shel Gehenim. And you say, the Nukshayim, there's no Heta, there's no Heta for this Narish guy, but I can't. There's a world that's calling out, look at the bracha of Habol Itayah Messiah Noisai. And we can't change. We can't make those small steps. If only we would try. If only we'd be that Pischuli Pesach Yechudei Shomachat. How often we hear that expression, but do we know the pshat in it? Rabbi Leib Chasman, in his last shmooze, it's printed in the Aryohel Chele Gimel on the Chinchav Beis, tells a story. Someone who was literally dying, he was starving, he was thirsty, had nothing, hadn't eaten in a long time. He's traveling, hoping to find something. And in the last bit of strength, he sees in front of him, there's a home. And he looks through the window, there's a table with food and drink. Everything, his atzalah is in front of his eyes. So with his last bit of strength, he stretches out to open the door. The door's locked. Oy, Gevald, here I am, a step, an inch away, but it's locked. And he looks down, and believe it or not, there's keys, the whole ring of keys. He tries this key and that key, and he's desperate for the last key. But it doesn't fit. The last key almost fits. But apparently, it was laying in the wet for a long time, and it got rusty. So he realizes all he has to do is scratch off a little bit of the rust, an inch, a fraction of an inch, a centimeter of the rust, and the door will open, and his future, his hatzlacha, his hatzala, is in front of his eyes. Can you imagine if the person says, "Well, I can't. I did this, I did that, this is too much." It's insane, though. A drop. All you need is a drop. Zot Rableib, that's the pshat in the Chazal. Where the Eibishter implores us, it's in Shir Hashirim Parshahei, Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael, B'ni, Pischu V'Pesach Echad Shel Tshuva, Kechuda Shel Machat, a Kleinikait. HaKadosh Baruch Hu begs us, all you need is the Kleinikait. V'ani, what I will do after Chacham Pesachim, Shiragolais Ukraniais Nechnasais Boi. And that's where Ableib Taitz is the well-known Chazal. And then he adds, let me quote it, his lashon. Kama aleinu lahayrid dima kenachal, how we should shed a ocean of tears of joy. Sheyesh lanu av rachim kazeh, shemafta banu, that implores us, latzileinu lachyoseinu, ve'einai mevakesh rak kechudei shol mechad. Chudei shol mechad is a kleinikait. Mamash a kleinikait. If you want to know why a person is matzliach, why we see the shenkite of the world today, because it was a Pesach kechudei shel machat, and the rest doesn't make sense. You're right; it can't be explained. But that's the avtocha that long ago the Eibishter promised us. If you'll ask me, can I explain it? Do I understand it? I can't explain it. I don't understand it. But that's the metzias. That's the way the Eibishter made the Welt, that there's a koyach, there's a reality, the atah timshul boy, if you really want to. I once saw the Rambam, the end of Hilchos Mikvos. After describing Hilchos Mikvos, the last words, he writes something that's uncharacteristic. He says that the whole concept of tefillah doesn't really, we don't understand it, it's a chayk, but he says there's a remez. Besides the halachas, there's a message. Just like tefillah, you don't really change. You go underwater and you come up, but nothing changes in the person. And yet the person goes from tummy to tahar. Kach, Dr. Ramah, mechaben liba letahai nafshei mitumas hanefashes shehein machshavei so'ovan v'deyes reis. When someone is habol letahaya, he thinks, what I'm doing wrong, what I have to change. The heavy atzmi made the asa tahara, how poetic the lashon Rambam. He decides to be abol etaya. Harei oyme vizirakti aleichem ayim tahayim utahartem mikol gulachem ater eschem. Oy, the vertus from the Rambam, how that could be mechayim nefashis. It doesn't make sense. It's a choik. But that's where the Eibishter made the world. That's the bracha of Abol Atayim Messiah Nisai, which no human being could really explain, but that's the Metzius. And I'm always in spoil, this is Halachol HaMaisai. We all learned the Gemara, we should know it, but the message cries out, Yilam Deini, learn, understand it. The Gemara in Kedushin, the Memtes, Hamakadesh as a isha, amanasha ani tzaddik. The only way the kedusha is chal, I'm a tzaddik. Zok the Gemara, I feel the rasha gama mikudeshes shem hira tshuva b'da. Maybe at that moment he had a hira tshuva, and maybe he meets the qualification of ani tzaddik. And actually, the Rambam in Hilchos Ishes Perik Ches Alacha Hey Paskin is such a kedusha. So it's them as a plea. This is not a time for face. Musa Hashkafa. The Rambam paskin it's Safek Kedushin. Maybe here a tshuva. Fred the Rech Mishnah. What is it? What do you mean? Maybe. And the Rech Mishnah adds Nachmer. We know if someone is Pasul Eidus, he's a Rasha. So it's Kedushin's not Chal. I want to we say Shema here a tshuva, Levi. What shot, Fred the Rech Mishnah? What shot in this halacha? Zot the Rech Mishnah v'zel l'shoinai. The second teretz. The Hacha Oma b'faneinu amnashen itzadik. He's saying, I'm a tzaddik. The kiven shaitziu b'faneinu chayshinan dilma hir ha-beliva. If someone says it, then maybe someone's thinking that. And therefore, it's safek kedushin. A psuliyed is at mekadosh that there. No, he didn't say anything. But he said, I'm a tzaddik gomer. Maybe something is there. What's the pshat? The pshat is abolatayim esayim. If someone has a rotzen, if someone has a cheshik, if someone has a dream, I want to change. Zok the Gemara, zok the Rambam, there is a future for that person. If someone is thinking of that Pesach, kipischei shel mechat, who knows how deep the Messiah in Isaac could be. I knew a Yid. A successful businessman. He dealt with tires. So he told me one day he woke up. It was a nightmare. He says, you know, I'm getting older. My life's going by. I'm not doing enough. He said, I give tzedakah, I'm keveyi itim, and I hope, he says, my tires are used by Echvei Satzola members. They're used for good things. But that's my life. So he went to his Rav, and his Rav gave him a plan. He put more learning into his life, and he put more chesed into his life. And I want to tell you, years later, now it's ready, years later, I could only say, Michelkoi, Yiyachelki. Halavai, I should have this chusim that yid has. Because he had a hirat shuva believer. Or more importantly, he had a hergish, he had a habolataya, and he put it lamaisa. He didn't just think and think and think, but there was a lamaisa. This Yid is the classic example of what the Mishnah Melech says. When someone has a Ratzon, when someone says, Atkan, Genuk, I want to be different, I want to change. If he's sincere about it, if he's Elach about it, who knows what the Messiah in Isaac could really be. And this, I think, is the Pshat in the Rambam. How the Rambam's Lashon is Muzbukim in Chayma. Because invariably, it starts with a hatiya. By Yechonya, he went from the biggest Rasha to the classic example, because there was a hatiya. There was a someone who said, I want to change. There was an Avraham Avinu who didn't do much. He challenged the Yetzer Hara. There was a Yid now at times who said, Atkan, and he went from Emesh to Hayoim, amazing. The Rambam is showing it doesn't start with a lot. It starts with the Pesach Shel Mechat. And what that brings, who knows? Rabbeinu Yoin in the Shari Tshuva, Shari Sheni, in the Derech HaShlishi, he writes Mavo de Kiverta. I think it should be required reading. But he says about someone who decides to listen to the Musa that he hears or what he learns. And then he goes weiter, that tshuva, the thought, that rege katan, nehefach le'ish acha, u'me'esha shekibol zoyf v'machshavtoi. Before he does anything, but at that moment, that he's mekabel, Zabti Rabbeinu Yoina, Ashrav Kitzadek Navshei Bishokala. This is Lahatis Atzma. How a person from Emesh to Hayoim. Yes, yes, yes. A person could go from Emesh to Hayoim. If he's a sincere Habolataya. Avada, no one could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Rambam is showing the extent. the unimaginable extent of Messiah in Oisai. And it starts with a hatiyah. It starts with a resolution, with a commitment that things have to change. I want to change. Because no one knows. No one knows. Nobody knows the bracha of Messiah in Oisai. I want to say something to each and every one of you in the most personal way that's possible. I know I'm talking to Ben Hara, Big Olam, but I want to talk to each and every one of you. I once heard of Shlomo Volbazayn Gesund, he spoke, and at the end he said, who am I talking to? Do me, do me, do me, do me. He pointed around like he's talking to everybody individually. This is my feeling tonight. I want to talk, even though I'm talking to a big group, but I want you to hear as if I'm talking to each and every one of you personally. Something you have to think about, I think, from time to time, but the frat now. It's a v'nsugludika time, beginning of the Zman, beginning of Elul. My Rebbe Zayin Gesund often says, the gerest din v'cheshbin as a yidav geben is thus was left on a cheshbin. And if that's true a whole year, we have to live with a cheshbin. How much more now, as we begin the Yemei HaCheshbin? We have to live with the cheshbin. And I'm going to tell you one thought. Again, each person should hear it, gefi what he is, gefi what he needs, gefi what he wants to be. But to each and every one of you, this Ryan has to be l'maisa. We say in davening, I think it's one of the high points, the most emotional moments in the Yomim Narayim, the Nisan HaTokef, and we say, Odom Yesoidai Meyafa V'Soifai Le'afa, and you know how that invariably evokes tears. You get overwhelmed by emotion. Yesoidai Meyafa V'Soifai Le'afa. The Chasidim once asked, Bas Finkman, what are we crying about? If it's Odom Yesoidai Zohav, if a person is gold, and unfortunately, soifei le'yafa, that's terrible, that's korban. But if it's Adam, you soifei me'yafa, he begins from afa, and the result is afa. No, he didn't lose much. Frag di chadush ayim, vat veitmin. What's the b'chi? We didn't lose anything. Zok di chadush ayim, oy yidasa b'chi, oy yidasa hefsid. Adam, you say that Meyafa is true, but it could have been Saifai Zahav. The potential, the ability that everybody has, Saifai Zahav. And then he thinks, but so why is it Saifai Lafa? And that's why we cry, because it could have been Saifai Zahav, and instead it's Saifai Afa. Another year, another Zman goes by. That could have been Saifai Zahav. So why is it Saifai Lafa? And again, to each and every one of you individually, do me, do me, do all of you. Each of you have your own potential. Each of you have your own future. Your own Saifai Zahav. Your own brilliant future that awaits you. No, not everybody could be like his Chava, not everybody could be a Gadol Hador, but his Saifai Zahav, each and every one of you have the ability to achieve. And at the same time, Lida, we each have our Chesroinus. We each have our problems, our Nisroinus, our struggles. And I think we know deep down, if only we could change that. Because we know, why is it Saifai offer? It's because of this problem. Why don't I see the Saifai Zav? I know what it is. And that usually decides if it's Saifai Zav or Rachman al-Aslan Saifai offer. To give a few mashalim, I was zeicha to spend these weeks with B'nai Aliyah, steiging and learning. But very often I see Lamashal and davening. That people just are not davening the way they're supposed to. Ve'ein laharach. A person with seichel knows he's never going to make it. Chazal and Midat Avayin said, ha b'lay ha lay sagi, he'll never make it. So how does a person continue? How does a person continue being mezalzel in one of the Amud HaYaylam? Okay, I do. That's the way it goes. And because of that, from Saifai Zahav, I guarantee you will be Saifai Yafa. If Chazal said it, can't we understand it? But why? So why don't we see a change? And the frat in the Yameha change? Because I can't. That's it. My weakness, my shvachkeit. Or whether it's Shmirat HaLashon, like I said earlier, people who can't stop talking Lashon Hara. We know the Chafetz Chaim writes in numerous places that a mouth that is full of Lashon Hara will never be Zaycha to succeed in Torah. The Peh Kodesh HaKadosh, like the Goyin writes, can't be full of Lashon Hara. But no, that's me. That's who I am. I have my Lashon Chasrein. But deep down, a person knows that's why he's not going to be Sefer Zav. Or whether it's in learning, writing down every shiur. How could a person sit through shiur after shiur and not have writing it down? That's the way I am. Coming on time to Sedarim, each person has to think. To see the Sefer Zav that awaits him and to think, why, Chas v'Shalom, why won't it be? And it's because I had to spend time, not now, spend time sometime in the next few days, thinking of what has to change. And then thinking how you can't change, because you've been like this so many years, and it's so hard. And then remember the Dvarim HaYotzim in Halei that I'm telling you now. Not from my lave, but from the lave of Chazal in so many places. How Chazal in so many Mekairis cry out to us, yes, 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 you could change. Because Rishus L'chol Adam Nesuna, everybody could change. And Abolatayim Messiah Naisai. And there was a Yechonian history that made the greatest change because he said, I could change. And it's not going to go on. And then you'll see that it's not impossible. And yes, until today you might have realized that it's impossible and it's hard. And it is. Until there's a Habolatai. Until, like the Chazal say, you challenge the Yetzihara. I can't change. The Eibishter cries out that everybody could change and I can't change. I once heard from a kid not long ago about the bus. He never, ever could get up for davening. And something happened, and he made a neder, and he's going to be on time for davening. And since then, he hasn't missed. What was the secret? Was it a mitzvah? Was it a skula? Was it some kind of medication? You know what it was? It was a habolataya. He had a sincere rutzen to change. And then he realized, oh, all the years, looking back in retrospect, all the years he wasted because he didn't take that first step. We have to think cheshbon shel olam. And the frat now. This man is great, and the time calls out, Umer Yishena Mishinaschem. Chaim Shmulevitz had a remarkable Chush, he would say a line or two that would portray a whole message of Chazal. He once said, you know, Kachi Darkei Shalolim, you talk about a tragedy, someone got sick, he got sick in Chanukah, and it got worse, and Purim, he was doing much worse, and Nebuch Pesach, he died. But Ibrahim, that's not true, that's not Das Torah. An Erlechi has to say, he got sick on the Yom HaMarayim. Because that's when the Eibishter decides, Miyichye, Miyamis, and when did he get sick, and when did he get worse, and when was he Nifta? It was the Yom HaMarayim. how that captures the very essence, the nature of the Yomim Noyoyim Haboyim Aleinu L'Toiva. You think about all that happened in Tavshin Samach Aleph, all the good, all the Atzlacha that we were privileged to have, and Nebuch, all the tzaris, all the tragedies, all the machlis and all the tzaris. When did that happen? When did it really happen? It happened Yomim Noyoyim of Tavshin Samach Aleph, a long time ago. And more importantly, Rabbi Yisai, what we look forward to in Tavshin Samach Beis, Haba Aleinu L'Toiva, all the good, all the Hatzlacha, all the Bracha, when did that happen? When is that going to happen? In these days. In these days that really decide the destiny of the coming year, Haba Aleinu L'Toiva. And we have to realize this. We have to realize the importance of these days, Haba Aleinu L'Toiva. Rebbe Zalzayin Gesund once said, a mahalach that you have to think about in Elul Yomim Noyoyim, the Gemara Ksubas of Samach Zayin speaks about Mar Ukva, that he gave a tremendous amount of tzedakah before his Tatira. Aye, the halacha is al yevazveis. So the Gemara Zavda Chlila V'urcha Rechikta, like Rashi explains, Mar Ukva says, you're right, Geveilach, we can't give too much. But I have a long, long derech in front of me, he said. He knew he was going to die, and he had to give a din v'cheshbin. I have a long derech in front of me, he said. I need seidel derech. I need a lot of provisions to help me travel along the long, long derech of mishpat. So he said, that's not only for people that are going to die. That's for people that are living as well. The Yomim Noyoyim, he said, is a derech rechayka. You think about what is decided in these Yomim Noyoyim, it's a chaptan atzita. It's a derech rechayka that's going to decide Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat. The whole Tavshin Samach Beis depends on the Yomim Noyoyim. And we need tzedal aderech. It's not enough to dip the apple into honey and to sing with the chazin. That's not tzedal aderech. Tzedal aderech is chusim, it's improvement, it's changes. And this is what I want to tell you now. If you want to make this Elul an Elul that you'll always remember, if you want to make this Zman a Zman you'll always remember, remember the koyach of a hatiyah. Remember what a Kabbalah could do to a person's life. Avada, it has to be a sincere Kabbalah. Rav Dessler in Chelik Dalet, page Ayin Tes, asks, so many people have Kabbalahs, why is it Olamaisa? I, Chazal, promise us. So he says, if there's no Ritzinus, if there's no commitment, if there's no determination, if it's just a person has an impulsively says, yeah, I'll be good, that doesn't last. Such of Desla Chazal's Havtocha is Chai V'Kayim forever. But there has to be a real Kabbalah. And let me tell you, as a Gute Chava, no one could know the Bracha of Messiah Noisai until he's Kabbalah Taya. Until he makes Lahata Is Atmai that he's going to do his Pesach Kechudei Shalmachat. And Avada doesn't mean a person should be veiled, I'm going to be the Gadol Hadar. Our Rebbe often says it has to be specific, not general. It has to be pratim. And maybe if I could suggest what I said before, think about what's slowing down your Hatzlacha. Whether it's in davening, in Shmir Saloshin, in Shmir Starim, there are many different possibilities. But let that be your Pesach. If I have to make a sikkum of this whole inyan, it's that a person is much, much stronger than he believes. A person is much more capable than he could imagine. Because he has the haftacha of Messiah, I say. Do we have a hasad of what Messiah in Eisei means? The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Samach Gimel tells a story about Rabbi Kiva, how his shver, when he got married, he was in Amoritz, he made a net that he's not going to have any of his nechasim. And we know the story, he became the great Rabbi Kiva, and they were mataneda. Frek Tosis, what do you mean mataneda? Frek Tosis, halay osel is payach b'nailet. You can't make a hataris nedarim on something that happened new. There has to be a Pesach. This was a new thing. He was in Amoritz. That was the truth. That was the fact. So how could you say, had I known he was a Galadar? But he wasn't. He was in Amoritz. So Frek Tosis, how did it work l'halacha? So Tosis, and Rabbi Yisai, Shimu Sechinav Shechem, listen to Tosis Verta. V'yesh lo'imad le'chocho le'choshiv noilid. It's not a change. It's not new. Kiven shaholach le'bei Rav. He was going to learn. He was a bar amaret, but he was going to learn. The derechu v'hoilach lilmaid shenasa odam gav. Gival, gival, do you hear what Tosis is saying? It's not a chiddush, it's not noilid, it's a metzias. When someone goes to learn, derechu shenasa odam gadol. La halacha, the Tosis. La halacha, it's almost inevitable that he will be matzliach. Can I explain this? Do I understand this? I don't. But this is the bracha of Messiah, I say. This is the chayk that the Rambam describes that a person does not understand, but that's the reality. This is the Chazal says, the chacham that challenges the Yetzirah will be zaycha to unimaginable siyata d'shmaya. This is what the Mishnah Melech says when there's a sincere hirat tshuva. Who knows? Who knows what the seif will be? And let me suggest to make it lemaisa. The Chavetz Chaim once said, people, everybody has b'tzayinis and a cheshik to do what the Navi says, Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Olekecha. Which yid is not filled with a tshuka to do tshuva on the Yom HaMerayim? So say the Chavetz Chaim, why too often don't we see anything lemaisa? But the Chavetz Chaim, the problem is the next pasuk. Kechu imachem dvarim. Hisairis and chet is nothing. That doesn't last. There has to be a lemaisa of kechu imachem dvarim. Tayer Rabbeisai, think about what we said tonight. And think about it not now, but in the time of Yishev Adas. And think what you could change in your life. What is maybe responsible, what's holding back the Sofei Zov that you could realize if only you'd be the Balataya. There's a Urcha Rechikta in front of us. Don't forget, there's a long, long derech of Atzlacha that awaits us. But we need Seidel HaDerech. Each person, pick one of two, one or two things. Something that you feel that you could change, that has to change. And go with the Gaiva Kedusha of Abolotai and Messiah and Isai. Go with the Chavtoch of Chazal that when there's a Pesach, Kechude Shalmachat, there will be Hatzlacha. And let's make this Elul of Tavshin Samach Aleph something that we look back and say, that's when I follow the Rambam. Lahatay says Atzmoy, till Eliyoy Sadik Moshe Rabbeinu. Think of one or two things, but do it with Ritzinus, like Avdestel says, with an Ehrlichkeit that means that from this I will do it, because Lamaisa, this is the Atzlacha of a Messiah in Oisai. And let us hope that this Taka will be a year of Bracha and Atzlacha, a year that will be Yeshua, Lanu, Ulechol Yisrael, Amen, Amen.